high-power economic groups, which include some officials in the Trump administration, could be conducting a conspiracy to depose the Roman Catholic Pope Francisco and achieve the election of a new pontiff closer to their interests. Such is a charge leveled by the French journalist Nicolas Sénère, who is a Rome correspondent of the Roman Catholic newspaper La Croix, which in French means the cross. The reporter, following extensive investigations, published an article entitled How America Wants to Change Popes. The French journalist delivered to the Pope a copy of his article, and the pontiff retorted an answer that has circled the world. He said, "To me, is an honor to be attacked by the Americans." According to the journalist, the participants in the conspiracy include the banker Frank Hanna, as well as George Weigel and his group known as, quote, Ethics and Public Policy Center, unquote, one of the ultra-conservative think tanks, as well as some newspapers and magazines. Also part of the conspiracy are the so-called Eternal World Television Network, one of the most notorious ultra-conservative pressure groups, whose founder and promoter, the lawyer Timothy Bush, is the founder of the Napa Institute, an organization devoted to disseminating a, quote, ultra-conservative free vision of the economy, unquote. All of these ultra-conservative gurus are closely linked to the top echelons of the White House, including the Vice President Mike Pence, according to data gathered by the Argentine investigator Eduardo Febro, published in the Buenos Aires Daily, Página 12. The conspiracy began in 2017, but one of its highest moments took place 1 year later when Cardinal Carlo Maria Vigamo, former Vatican ambassador in Washington, published a letter asking the Pope to tender his resignation. This demand did not muster any support. None of these events comes as a surprise if one recalls that the Pope has repeatedly denounced the pillars of neoliberalism and of the capitalist system as a whole, including the super-exploitation of workers that has sunk millions and millions into poverty. Pope Francisco also assailed the intention of the U.S. government of erecting a barbed wire fence on the border with Mexico to stop migrants from crossing into U.S. territory. The Pope warned those who seek these alternatives that they would wind up as prisoners behind the walls they build. The Vatican has also maintained a courageous defense of nature and the battle against climate change and global warming that threatens life in our planet. The Pope recently noted that the communists think as Christians, an assertion that certainly caused acute irritation in the White House and other Western power centers. The enemies of the Pope are hoping to prepare conditions during the next papal election to choose a conservative aspirant. To that end, a secret task force has been set up to investigate thoroughly all cardinals. And what is the goal? To attack and destroy all those progressive cardinals and ensure that a right-winger is elected as the next head of the Roman Catholic Church. And this, friends, has been Radio Havana Cuba's editorial comment for today. In Havana, I am Alberto de Pérez.